Hello and welcome to an all new episode of Love My Poland. Well, if you're like me and my family, you inevitably find yourself gathered around the screen recently to watch your favorite TV shows. And in our case, that's cartoons or kids shows lately. But I try to tune into Polish TV because it's one of the few times that I can really listen in and fine tune my Polish comprehension. But Polish TV, if you watch very carefully, has some differences. There are fine differences that are worth mentioning. So today I'd like to talk about five big differences that I find amusing between TV in the US and TV here in Poland. Let's get to it. Number one, the Polski Lektor. After all these years, I'm really not sure of the best translation for Polski Lektor. Is it a voice narrator, voice actor, a voiceover, or some kind of voice lector? I'm just not sure. Nevertheless, if you turn on TV and begin watching a movie shown on Polish TV that's from another country like the USA usually, most of the time that show is not dubbed with various voices for all the characters in that movie or TV show. There's this single, universal, deep male voice that does all the talking for everybody. The voice almost never shows much enthusiasm, and it speaks in this clear, monotonous voice. Now, Polish people, I am not making fun of this. Please do not be offended by what I'm going to say. I'm just looking at this from a subjective point of view. It's part of life in Poland, and you know, now I'm quite used to it. What I find amusing, though, is the fact that whatever's happening in the film, whether the character is yelling in anger, screaming in fear for its life, or down and depressed, sad, the voice almost never changes. There just never seems to be much effort trying to match the emotion at all. For example, you'll be watching a romantic comedy and a man will say, "Julie, I love you and I miss you so much." And when you hear it in Polish, "Julie, bardzo cię kocham I tęsknię za tobą." If you've never heard it, it does take some getting used to. There's no oomph in it at all. I guess the only drawback for this, for me, is the fact that you can faintly hear the original voices in the background. In my opinion, it's highly annoying because, well, let's be frank, most foreign shows and films shown on TV are in English, and my brain by default wants to kind of latch on to my native language. It's really hard for me to separate the two voices. Here is a 10-second example of what I'm talking about. From the movie, you might remember The Mask with Jim Carrey, like 20 years ago. Check this out.
I might be able to work something out.
Chyba dałoby się coś załatwić. Może w parku na wysypisku. O zachodzie słońca? Idealnie. Super.
Thanks, Stanley.
Dzięki, Stanley. Bardzo miły z ciebie facet.
I've asked my Polish friends and family over the years, why is it this way? Why do you have that one Polski lektor, that one voice? And most of the time, the answer comes back to money. Money and budget for the film. It makes sense. Number two, commercial breaks are totally different here. We have to talk about commercials for a while because it's in these TV ads that you will see a heap of differences. In the USA, if you typically watch a one-hour program, you will watch about 5 to 6 minutes of the show and boom, there's a commercial spot, 2 to 3 minutes. And it repeats this way, in this fashion, until the end of the one-hour show. And it's like that on most TV channels. But here in Poland, it's rather unique and it differs depending on the channel you watch. Let's start with the Polish national channel, TVP. According to the rules, they are able to show commercials only before and after a program, which I think goes without saying is pretty nice. Can you imagine that situation on America's NBC or CBS? Impossible. Totally impossible. But then you have another big network called TVN. My family and I are huge fans of the TV show Kuchenna Rewolucja with Magda Gessler, where you've got 15 to 20 minutes of show followed by 5 to 6 minutes of commercial time. I really like this. It's more watching time and I have time to make popcorn and make a drink. It's a really comfortable thing. Oh, and if you don't know who Magda Gessler is, she's like the Gordon Ramsay of the cooking world here in Poland. She goes into a struggling or failing restaurant and totally, literally revolutionizes it in hopes that the restaurant will kind of turn a profit and be successful again. It's really fun to watch. She shares a lot of amazing recipes and we enjoy that. My dream, by the way, anyone out there, my dream is to meet Magda Gessler one day, so keep me in mind. Number three, American commercials are all about food. American commercials keep you constantly hungry. Just watch any 30-minute TV show on any station almost. They are mainly about food and restaurants like Sonic Drive-In, Domino's Pizza, Papa John's Pizza, Applebee's, TGI Fridays, Red Lobster, Olive Garden, KFC, etc., etc. American commercials are masters of making your mouth water by showing hot, melted cheese spilling off a pizza slice or fresh lettuce and tomato bouncing off a hot, steaming burger patty. Red Lobster Seafood kills me. They make the lobster look so good. It makes you crave lobster. The way that they crack into the crab legs and they show customers, you know, dipping that crab meat or that lobster meat in this melted garlic butter. I die when I see that. I mean, it's no wonder in America we have a weight problem. The TV commercials are a big, big issue. They are the culprit. Anyone who watches this is perpetually tempted to freaking eat. If it's not about food, it's about new cars at your local dealership. Here in Poland, I've yet to see such commercials as they're usually dominated by pharmaceutical companies pushing their products. And if it's not about medicines, it's about beer commercials, bank ads, small loans, insurance companies, and there is a lot of emphasis, and that's okay, on commercials promoting the future shows that that TV network will show. So that's just really, there's a difference, I think, in the way that we do commercials generally. Number four, annoying lawyer ads. American TV, especially daytime TV, is dominated by some of the most annoying lawyer commercials you'll ever see in your entire life. I was shocked years ago, though, that in Poland, I found out that the reason they're not on TV is because they are banned from doing so. Lawyers cannot advertise their services on TV, on billboards, or in newspapers, nothing. They can be absolutely disbarred for doing so. And while I'm on this note, I'm curious, my Polish audience out there, I know I have a lot of Polish viewers, do you agree with this law? What is your take on that? Tell me what you think about lawyers not being able to advertise. So back to these irritating lawyers. I got a bit of reverse culture shock recently. I was in Houston last August, and I turned on TV, and I saw this commercial. This is one from Texas where I grew up. You will not see anything like this in Poland. Check this out.
Terribly hurt, I'm Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer.
When greedy insurance companies cheat car wreck victims, I get angrier than a junkyard dog.
It's time to bark. I'll get their attention. My client rolled over and broke her jaw and collarbone. I hammered and put $626,000 in her pocket. I growl and bark. I fight for the money and benefits the law says is yours.
Don't get hurt again. Call Jim Adler now.
713-777-4000.
What can I say more about that? This is just part of America. You love her or you leave her. Number five, I love your movie trailers on Polish TV. You have to say something about that. The last thing I'd like to say is that when Polish TV stations air American films that are a bit older, usually, they seem to have a real gift at redesigning the trailer in ways that I've never seen before. I don't recall any of these trailers back in the US. American trailers are all about that specific trailer voice, you know, that with the scenes together builds up the suspense and the mystery of the film. They keep you guessing. And nothing beats an American trailer, but Polish TV does it a bit differently. And I'm convinced they have an incredible style all their own. The ways Poles do it is they pack in a lot of scenes, just boom, 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 without a lot of talking. They kind of let the film speak for itself. They can totally successfully sell a movie in just 30 seconds. I will show you right now a great example. I'm a huge fan of Indiana Jones, of course. Look at how TVN promoted Indiana Jones recently. Just perfect. Check this out.
Koniec czekania. Od niedzieli 26 marca w TVN pojawi się on.
My name is Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones.
Hello!
Indy.
Jones?
Dr. Jones?
Dr. Jones.
Cztery części Indiany Jonesa w kolejne niedzielę od 26 marca w TVN.
Well, thank you guys so much for watching today. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I am truly looking forward to reading whatever you have to say in the comments section. If you are new to my channel, please hit the subscribe button right here on this beautiful pine tree behind me so you don't miss out on future episodes. I wish you a pleasant day and see you next time.